access to 184 Victor. Turn right heading 130 and squawk 1200.
Welcome. It's high noon in Oshkosh, and this is Squawk 1200 with Wireless Mike. A longtime EAA radio host and resident of Oshkosh, Mike is also an airline pilot. And Squawk 1200 brings you live conversations with government officials, vendors, and special guests at AirVenture. You're Squawking 1200, and here's Wireless Mike.
Welcome to EAA Radio. It is 12:04 and a gorgeous day, 76 degrees with only about 52% humidity and light winds. And we are joined. We got Paul and Afterburner Al. And
sorry.
That's all right. And joining us live again is Bruce Dan DeBond.
Bruce, Dan, whatever you want to call me, I'm here. Thanks for having me on the show today, guys.
Excellent. We're glad you could join us. So you've been covering the Dream Build Fly. How's that been going?
It's been really, really, really cool to see this on a day-to-day basis because, you know, as a reporter for the last year of my career, I've never seen anything like this where I've gone to a project for 1 week and kind of to see it progress over time and to kind of meet with different members of the team throughout this time period. It's been really, really incredible to see. And today, as we're probably going to hear here, or at least I hope we hear, is that today I talked to a few volunteers who said that some people are getting a little tired from time to time. There's a little bit of fatigue setting in when they're working these long hours during the day. So they're trying to boost the morale today. That was kind of the big deal for the project here that I kind of covered in my news package.
Well, why don't we listen to the news package and then we can see what's happening.
We've entered day three of the 1 Week Wonder Project here at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh 2014, and after several days of work, the project seems to be going exactly as planned. The airplane is still on schedule to be finished by Sunday afternoon. However, some of the volunteers have started to tire from the long days of working. When I arrived earlier today, I talked to Jonathan Porter, who said the work is tiring, but the end product is keeping the team enthusiastic. I also asked Jonathan about how the progress has been going and how the last day of work was for the team.
Yeah, there's some tiredness, but we're on schedule. Now, you heard Charlie this morning announce we've mated the front and rear fuselage, and now we're looking forward to today, beginning to get the control systems in, and maybe today or tomorrow this aeroplane will get on its legs. We've got to start work on the second wing. The time is ticking. You heard us count down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We've only got 5 days left, and we're working roughly 10 hours a day. And we're tired, but we are not tired of building aeroplanes. You never can get tired of building aeroplanes. You can never get tired of aviation, and you can never get tired of flying, can you?
Absolutely. So if you could, what has the last day been like? What has the team been doing over the last 24 hours to help put this plane together?
Okay, a lot have been sitting around and talking. No, none of that at all. Basically, yesterday we saw the flaperons completed. We saw the completion of the external skin on the vertical tail. We saw the horizontal tail, internal and external skin come together. That's just waiting for mass balancing. The rear fuselage completion mating was this morning. The right wing was practically skinned yesterday, and now they're working on to the wingtip installation. And the engine team, they're working on the firewall forward components. This morning already, I mean, here we are, we're just 20 minutes into today, and already I can see the tyres have gone on the wheels, and public are coming along to pull rivets. So anybody out there who wants to pull some more rivets, get yourselves down to the 1 Week Wonder tent, come and pull some rivets, meet the amazing crew. We've got fantastic people here from all over the world, people from Thailand, people from Ghana in West Africa, people from Australia, people from literally everywhere you can think of.
I had time to also talk with Patricia, who's been volunteering at the site since the project first started. Patricia is also the only woman from West Africa to instruct others on how to fly. She says the work is tiring, but the volunteers and the AirVenture attendees have made the project well worth it.
Well, it's just like everything. When you start really enthusiastically, and then over time you get tired, but you mustn't let that energy wear out, because once you wear out, it's kind of saying, I'm tired, and so this is not going to happen. We just want to see this aircraft taxi down there, and we know this is what we want to do. So no matter how your energy level begins to fade, you have to encourage yourself to keep it going, so that at the end of the day everybody is happy and we can all have very chirpy people seeing the aircraft taxiing around. And this is what we all want. And especially I've been working with the youth team, and having those kids working with me is like, they are the best group I've ever worked with. You know, in West Africa, I'm the only first woman, and I work with different groups of people, being old and young. And I think so far, the kids are the greatest. They have that energy, they're enthusiastic, they want to see it happen. And every time, every day, every hour, they are in there with all the smiles and the energy they want it to have. We kind of like relying on the public to come around and to pull rivets, because remember, without you coming to pull the rivet, the aircraft will not be complete. So if you are listening to me right now, just go over there, form a queue, and you'll be allowed to pull a rivet. And one rivet at a time makes the aircraft taxi beautifully.
As the plane continues to take shape, attendees are still encouraged to drop by the project tent to pull some rivets in order to help out the team. You can also continue to hear updates on the 1 Week Wonder project right here on EAA Radio at about noon every single day. Reporting from Oshkosh, Dan DeBon, EAA Radio News.
So it sounds like the project is really moving along.
It is. It's really incredible to see. And just yesterday, I wasn't here yesterday, but that was the most incredible part for me, was to see it after just a day or two. They had like the structure ready, and it was they're just working nonstop. Once it hits 8 o'clock, they're just off and running, and they don't stop until later on in the evening. So it's really, really incredible to see.
Dan, do you sense that there's some competition between the team members building the various parts of the aircraft, or is there a little internal competition going on?
You can almost see, and they kind of need that too, because they need any motivation they can get to keep moving forward with this project. And that's kind of how it's laid out. If you haven't visited the tent, what it is they kind of have the central pieces in the middle, the central structure, and then there's certain groups who are working on different things, like the wings or the tires or whatever the case may be. So we might be seeing, I am noticing, you know, people might be going back and forth with one another here, because they do have those separate stations. So there's a little bit of competition there. Very friendly competition, I'll say, but the team gets along great from what I've been able to tell so far, and just, wow, really, really cool to see.
And you heard it from Patricia, who we talked to last year. She came in here, and she was just making a name for herself, and it's nice to see her now leading the youth team on our air last night, or sorry, yesterday, through On the Fly. Got to talk to some of the youth builders, a 16-year-old, a 19-year-old, from different areas, and they're all very excited to be part of it. And then to maybe pull in some people just passing through, kids participating in something like that. They really love that.
Absolutely. And I think she kind of touched on that a little bit, how anybody, and they're kind of depending on people to come by and, you know, help out. And they love anybody who stops by, asks questions, or shows that they're interested. And there's a big crowd. I think, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff to see at AirVenture this year, but this is probably one of the most popular exhibits that I've seen wandering around. And it's always packed in that tent right there throughout the hours of the day.
So now, you've never built an airplane before.
I have not.
Okay. But did you go help and do anything yet?
That's on this afternoon's agenda.
That's going to be the
time that I go out there and pull some rivets. You know, yesterday was a tad bit busy for me, but I think this afternoon's going to be a good time to get out there and add my piece to the puzzle, I guess.
You'll have to let us know how that goes.
Absolutely.
And Dan, are they actually keeping track of how many people are coming in to do some part of the aircraft?
They are, and I believe they call it one of the largest logbooks for an airplane there, too. So anybody who shows up can sign their name in there, and they're kind of documenting that. And it's a lot of people. It's going to be very, very impressive by the time that this week wraps up, I imagine. But yeah, they are keeping track of that.
And you've mentioned, I think you've mentioned this before, but that book is a legal document.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense that all those people sign it, they are builders on the airplane, and that's required by the FAA is to note all, you know, who's worked on it.
Which is really cool. I mean, how often can you get to say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably not very often.
Right, right.
So, and also, you know, when you build an airplane, if you build an experimental aircraft, there are certain advantages to building it that you can annul it yourself. But you need to document, you know,
absolutely,
that
sure,
you're the one who,
and you
built
can
it.
Modify the design yourself, yep, as well, without having to go through the production certification process again, or an STC as they call it, and get a modification of some sort.
Right, and there's a lot of advantages to a amateur built or home built experimental aircraft over just the, you know, stock buying one off the shelf, buying a 152, buying a 172. A friend of mine has a airplane. It's an older Beechcraft, and it needs a radio. You know, a new radio for a certificated airplane, you're looking at minimum a couple thousand dollars. But if you're in the home built market, you can buy it for half the price. So there's a lot of advantages to having a, you know, a home built aircraft.
And I can't think of a better project that represents EAA more than this one does. Mm. You have a lot of people working together, applying their skills, building an airplane in a week, which is an amazing project in and of itself. And it, to me, is the true spirit of EAA, about what EAA is all about. So we're happy to hear your reports on this.
And the story is getting out there. I wasn't able to confirm this at all, but I did hear from several volunteers that they've been hearing from national media that's even been stopping by or keeping track of this story as it's progressing. So it's a huge story, not just here locally. I think nationally, a lot of media outlets are starting to pay attention and realize that you don't see like anything like this very often. So a lot of people are stopping by, whether it's just people here attending or the media outlets. It's getting a lot of attention, and it's really, really good attention on that, too.
Sure. And this is great work to you, Dan.
Oh, thank you.
This is not the first time, 2 weeks to taxi, a couple years ago.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, so please join us tomorrow for another update from Dan DeBon on the 1 Week Wonder. This is EAA Radio.